So what has New Zealand done to limit access to the country from Southern African nations? Well, only New Zealanders returning now, not that we had a pile of foreigners anyway. Those who do come back do the 14 days MIQ. Auckland University Medical Professor Des Gorman back with us on this. Des, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
You worried?
Not yet. I think it's a matter of interest at the moment. I think we're taking appropriate cautious steps, but I don't think there's any reason to get ahead of ourselves.
What will worry you?
What will worry me is if this particular variant proves to be resistant to the vaccine, if it has actually bypassed the vaccine.
The chances of that happening are what?
Very low. The reason being that when you look at how viruses mutate, they don't tend to mutate away to such an extent that they can actually become resistant to vaccine.
Can we put some of this? I know the WHO have been going on and on about how the third world hasn't had a fair suck of the sab as far as the vaccines are concerned. Is this a result of that argument? In other words, very low vaccination rate in Africa, new variant comes from it, it's all essentially our fault.
Well, there is some logic in that argument. It's perverse, but there is some logic in it.
Will the vaccine, once somebody like Pfizer looks at it, tweaks it, be rolled out in a way that will ultimately take care of this? And if that happens, then do we stand by for something that's got a P or a Q or an R in it, and this is the way this thing's going to go?
Yes, I think that's right. I mean, I'd be very surprised if this variant has stepped around the vaccine. I'd be far more expect it to be covered by the vaccine.
Let's hope so. Des, appreciate your time very much. Des Gorman, Auckland University Medical Professor.